Rivers Casino Portsmouth receive major fine by Virginia Lottery. Rivers Casino Portsmouth in Virginia has agreed to pay fines exceeding $500,000 following alleged regulatory breaches exposed by the state's gambling authority, the Virginia Lottery. The fines were imposed by the Virginia Lottery after an investigation suggested the operator violated license conditions. According to the Virginia Pilot Business, Rivers Casino Portsmouth was fined a total of $545,000 through two separate settlements. This comes after a previous $275,000 fine in May 2023. Fines paid to avoid formal hearing. Although the settlements do not confirm any official violations, they were reached to avoid a formal hearing. The first settlement, amounting to $505,000, was finalized in May. The second, dating back to September, cost the casino $40,000. The funds from these settlements will contribute to the Commonwealth's general fund, adhering to Virginia state laws. Roy Corby, general manager of the Virginia Lottery, emphasized the importance of adherence to gambling regulations. He mentioned that the regulator has proactively updated regulations to prevent future breaches. Quote, "We take these matters very seriously and respect the decision of the Virginia Lottery. We have reviewed and revised procedures to help prevent recurrence." Roy Corby, Virginia Lottery General Manager. Rivers Casino Portsmouth houses over 1,400 slot games, numerous table games, a poker room, and the Betrivers Sportsbook. The casino also offers electronic table games with varying minimum denominations, along with several restaurants, bars, and other amenities. Investigation uncovers underage and self-excluded access. Virginia Lottery's investigation allegedly discovered that underage individuals were present on the casino floor in December and January. Additionally, the casino reportedly allowed individuals who had previously self-excluded from gambling to access the gaming floor. These alleged violations led to the settlement in May. The earlier settlement from September was also linked to similar violations. The regulator's investigation in August uncovered underage individuals on the gaming floor, resulting in the $40,000 settlement. Previously, Rivers Casino Portsmouth faced another fine for similar offenses, amounting to nearly $300,000.